95 degrees here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Memphis officials have been considering a temporary moratorium on data centers, but now some city council members are pumping the brakes, the commercial appeal reports. The Memphis area is already home to two hyperscale data centers, both belonging to Elon Musk's SpaceX AI. They have been at the center of environmental lawsuits that could determine how much say the public gets in clean water and air protections. The initial moratorium would have hit pause on construction permits of data centers for 12 months. But one council member is pitching an alternative, studying best practices without implementing a moratorium. And a third option would find ways to encourage green energy solutions at the data centers. Protesters lamented the delay. Among them was State Representative Justin J. Pearson. At a press conference outside Memphis City Hall, he said, quote, "Nashville passed a moratorium to protect zoo animals faster than we have to protect people." The people who first inhabited North America often communicated through visual art that expressed their traditions, religion, and daily life. Those works are the inspiration for an exhibit at the Frist Art Museum. It's called An Indigenous Present. The exhibit features works by 15 artists spanning 100 years of modern indigenous art. Miller Dew is the assistant educator for adult programs at the Frist.
It's especially exciting to have an Indigenous Present highlighting not just Native American artists, but contemporary, modern and contemporary Native American artists who aren't always as showcased as often as traditional or historical Native American artists. Raven Chacon, who is a featured artist, will be presenting the talk, What Gets Amplified. He's a multimedia artist and composer, and he's going to be talking about some of his contemporary work as well as past works featuring field recordings. Also on Thursday, September 17th, we're having Native American chocolatier Sophia Ray presenting a hands-on, and I should say a taste-on, workshop about Native American drinking chocolate tradition.
An Indigenous Present will be on view until September 27th at the Frist. You can learn more about it in this week's What Wear Wednesday, now at WPLN.org. You can always find us there or on the NPR app under local headlines. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN News.